been run out of the room. And I had to run after him and say, oh, no, it was totally joking. She was joking. Do it again. He did it again, and she didn't react the same way. And I said, you see, you didn't hurt her. Everything's okay. But I think you have to do that to each different person in society before they actually can adapt to it. Because they look at it from the outside and they hear, you know, oh, BDSM, S&M, oh, that's chains and whips and people without consent and you know, slavery and it's just a misconception. It's hearsay, and unless you actually witness it yourself, you know, you have no right to judge a people based on hearsay.
Well, a lot of people judge based on their religion. You, of course, grew up with Christianity, and you didn't grow up with much religion, or?
I went to Catholic school for 9 years.
Catholic school, okay.
So we had the ruler, plenty of that.
Really? So not only did you get it from your dad, you got it at school.
Got it on the rod.
Wow.
Plaid skirts and everything, man. Mm.
Corporal punishment at school. And you, did you grow up with a religion?
Not very much, no. Catholicism, but no. And one thing that when you talk about religion, one of the misconceptions is that people in the BDSM scene are anti-religion or maybe even satanic or something like that. And it's really quite the opposite.
Devils.
devils, yeah. People are very spiritual, and it's consistent with self-discovery, self-actualization, and growth. So there's no negative connotations in terms of having a cult-like status with BDSM.
I would go that most DOMs, as far as I said, most DOMs are very caring, loving individuals in reality, and not these hard shells that everyone perceives them to be. They see in a club, oh, this guy is dressed up in a full military gear, and he's beating this girl, and he's whipping her, and he's like, this guy must be like the strongest, you know, person you ever seen on the outside world. But on the outside, he's like weak and, you know, just a normal, you would never know who it was if you bumped him in the street.
People are sort of the opposite of what they come across in the scene.
Yeah.
So, wow, well, we're at the end of our show, I think, pretty much. And let's give a little hand to our guests.
Thank you for sharing your public and private selves.
And we're going to hear and see more from you on Eros Day this coming Saturday night. And we're very excited about that. We're going to see you perform and show off some of this stuff just on stage and cages, on the cross, all kinds of stuff. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to have a lot of hot guests. Go to the site, drsusanblock.com, and you can find out more about who's coming to Eros Day, and, of course, give us a call. You know what? I haven't even given out the number yet. Give out the number now, 213-749-1330. But it's too late to call the show, so you just have to call if you want to come to Eros Day. And maybe, maybe there are a few spaces left for you. But it's going to be a very exciting evening. We're going to celebrate the power and glory of Eros, and we're going to celebrate the new era of hope for change in America and the world. Hope is the new black.
That's right, Joe Obama.
Yes.
Keep hoping. Keep hoping.
Go, Obama.
And and we're going to hope that maybe we can channel some of this violent energy into creativity and pleasure and sensuality and love instead of war and non-consensual craziness. So that's the hope, and that's the plan. So we're going to celebrate anyway. I mean, you know, who knows what's going to happen, but we're celebrating just the fact that we're going to have a change, that we're taking out the old Bush crime family and opening up to the new with an
crime
orgy
family.
For Obama. Yeah, the new crime family. Okay. Thank you, Brother Joe. Thank you, Brother Brand.
You're welcome.
Sister Sarah, Mar, Michael. Thank you, our guests, Master D.
Thank you.
Ballerina.
Thank you, Doctor.
Professor Broken Door LA. Broken Door LA is their website, brokendoorla.com. And we're excited about sharing Aerostay with you. We're excited about sharing Aerostay with you, my darling listener. Even if you can't be here in the flesh, you can us online, because we'll be broadcasting live from the speakeasy. Every little flick of the whip is going to be out there online for you to watch. So just go to drsusanblock.com and click in the middle where it says Orgy for Obama, and you can sign up to watch us online. And in the meantime, be good, be happy, be consensual. Try not to hurt anyone unless they really want to be hurt. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you. And I love you, Max. You're going to be home real soon. Bye-bye. Thank you.